Yesterday at this time, we told you about the Sri Lankan British rapper known as MIA. She was creating a buzz long before her debut CD was officially released. And that is in part because of the work of a Philadelphia producer named Diplo. For member station WHYY, Joel Rose has his story.
Diplo's recording studio is also his apartment, a few blocks north of Philadelphia's Chinatown. The 26-year-old DJ and producer has a formidable collection of turntables, computers, and video monitors, many of them culled from area flea markets.
It looks really, like, epic, but it's nothing. It's, like, all really cheap. Some of the stuff's, like, unusable. I have the Virtual Boy Nintendo up here for, I'll never use that for anything. This is a drum machine that just makes dog noises.
Yet it was this equipment that Diplo used to make the basic tracks for his debut CD. Diplo's real name is Wesley Pence. By the time the CD came out, he'd already built a reputation on the dance floors of Philadelphia and New York City for mixing mainstream favorites with more risque hip-hop from the South. Pence says he makes a conscious effort to jump between wildly different styles of music during his DJ sets. He got the idea from the kids he was teaching at an after-school music class in one of the tougher neighborhoods of North Philadelphia.
These are like 5 to 12-year-old kids, and they're like obsessed with the Baltimore club music and the Dirty South music and all the real street raw music that didn't get a lot of radio airplay, didn't get any club airplay. I just really felt with these kids, they're like giving me a real sense that I could, this is something that's exciting, this is something that I can play.
And play with, as he did on his CD, Florida. It was this track that caught the attention of MIA, whose real name is Maya Arulpragasam. The Sri Lankan-British rapper called last year and asked Pence if he would produce a cut for her debut record. She flew from London to Philadelphia. He wound up producing 2 tracks for the album, and they started dating. Last fall, MIA and Diplo put together an underground mixtape, including some of Pence's dance floor favorites and his remixes of MIA's songs. The mixtape is called Piracy Funds Terrorism, Volume 1, a tongue-in-cheek play on the recording industry's attitude towards unlicensed music distribution. Pence says that misses the point. Mixtapes are supposed to get people talking.
That's the idea of mixtapes and the idea of this kind of underground marketing, you know? It was just me and Maya, 2 artists doing it from the street. We didn't have, like, her manager with a bright idea, her label with a bright idea. This is purely, like, in the hands of the artist, which is where it should be anyway.
Pence gave away copies of the mixtape for free at a Halloween party in Philadelphia. The music started spreading on the internet. Before long, a lot of music critics had heard it, and as music critics will, they started writing about it, on their blogs and in print. Douglas Wolk writes for The Village Voice and the online magazine Slate.
It's totally fresh sounding. I put it on at Thanksgiving dinner with some friends, and everybody started dancing around to it and going, "What is this? This is wonderful." And this record just made the rounds of people who write about music and of music buffs. And pretty much everybody who was internet savvy and wanted to get a copy could get a copy.
One thing Wolk and other critics have praised about the record is the way it meshes musical styles from all over the world, including London, Baltimore, and Brazil. A musical style from the slums of Rio de Janeiro called baile funk is Wesley Pence's latest obsession.
When I went down to Brazil, I saw what was going on there with, like, there's like little children screaming on the mics. This stuff just is so raw, and there's something about it that it's got like a real primal sense to it, I don't know. The rest of Brazil doesn't like this music.
Back in Philadelphia, Pence put some baile funk songs into his cheap computer, along with one of his favorite hip-hop cuts from Baltimore, and used them to make new beats for MIA.
I have an opportunity to do things like that. Baltimore club track, British girl rapping on it, play it in California. Just like hip-hop has been for the last 20 years, taking influences everywhere. It's just, it's like the perfect music because it's everything, you know?
Pence's knack for finding the perfect mix helped MIA get noticed. It might do the same for him, too. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia. U-R-A-Q-T-I-E.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.